Ottawa. A group of Canadian lawyers wants their national advocacy organization to withdraw its support for a planned update to the rules governing medical assistance in dying. The change, scheduled for March, would expand eligibility to include people whose only underlying medical condition is a mental disorder. The Canadian Bar Association, which represents thousands of lawyers from across Canada, had argued that excluding such patients could violate their rights, but its members are set to debate a resolution next week that would reverse that position. The resolution asks the association to not only withdraw its earlier statements, but also to urge federal, provincial, and territorial governments to wait for reliable ways to determine whether psychiatric conditions are irremediable. The resolution also recommends prioritizing mental health supports in the meantime. The lawyers' push hits at the main opposition the federal Liberal government is facing as it contemplates whether to press ahead or try to pass last-minute legislation to delay the expansion a second time. The government imposed a similar one-year delay last winter on the grounds that medical providers and provinces needed more time to prepare. Proponents of the expansion say those with debilitating and severe mental illnesses deserve the same access to assisted death as those living with intolerable physical pain. Critics say there is nothing in law compelling the federal government to expand the system, and that there's no clear way to predict whether someone with a mental illness will improve, or how to handle factors like poverty that could exacerbate a mental disorder. Some provinces, too, say they're still not ready. Liberal ministers plan to take their cues from a parliamentary committee that is set to deliver its report by Wednesday. Many providers of assisted death told MPs during their study that they are ready for the expansion, which was set in motion in 2021 after the Liberals adopted a Senate amendment to expand eligibility. Committee members, including both MPs and senators, also heard staunch opposition from within medical and legal communities. In Parliament, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has already vowed to reverse the change if he forms the next government. The federal New Democrats also say they oppose the expansion until better supports are in place to help those struggling with mental illness. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 29, 2024. Stephanie Taylor, The Canadian Press.